Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. A pavement short tracker gets a chance in the best equipment and it pays off. A dirt short tracker and a NASCAR superstar end their winless droughts. NBC has me scratching my head again. Well, all this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, July 31st, 2017. Thanks for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Two guys I want to talk about, one on the pavement, one on the dirt. Kyle Busch visits Victory Lane yesterday afternoon at Pocono. If you had Joe Gibbs Racing and Kyle Busch, neither one getting their first win until the end of July, you won a lot of money out in Vegas. It happened. Kyle Busch finally visits Victory Lane. Craig Von Doren won the small block dirt modified feature at Grandview, Pennsylvania. Again, his first of the year up on the hill. Whoever had Von Doren not winning his first feature of the year until the last Saturday night in July, you also won big money. He's tuning up just in time for the Forrest Rogers Memorial race this Saturday at Grandview with $10,000 to win. One of the big feel-good stories over the weekend came out of Iowa, where Ryan Preece won the pole, sat in Victory Lane after a NASCAR Xfinity Series win, almost riding a representative of all the local short trackers around the country. He stands in the winner's circle, winner of a NASCAR Nationally Touring Series race. Now, Preece has been a guest on this show before. You remember our former hour-long format where we had more time for more information and on-air guests. We've had Preece on the show a few times. He's basically a modified superstar. Young guy in his 20s, wins in the pavement modifieds. Big step. He gathered some sponsorship together, like all short trackers, weekend racers, looking to take the step up NASCAR's National Touring Series ladder. In 2016, he ran full-time in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for JD Motorsports. He took all the resources he did, his sponsorship, the sponsors that he could collect, brought it to JD Motorsports, and on a good day, that car was in the top 20. That was Ryan got a full circuit full of experience on the Xfinity Tour, ran a lot of laps at all these speedways, but he was a mid-pack guy on a good day with JD Motorsports. There's haves and have-nots in racing. Ryan Preece was there, but he was not going to contend for the win. He took a step back, stepped out of that ride, went back to modified racing, pooled his resources, and for that money that he could go the full season with JD Motorsports, he got two races at Joe Gibbs Racing. JGR, we all know, puts top flight cars together for the Xfinity Series, the class of the field. His first start of the year, Preece's first start of the year was last month at Loudoun, New Hampshire. Kyle Busch won the race. Preece brought it home in a fine second place finish. Now, as of Saturday, he won the pole, he won the race, stands in Victory Lane at an Xfinity Series race, one level below NASCAR Cup Racing. Ryan Preece proved to what all the modified fans know, he's one heck of a race car driver. He just needs to be in the right equipment to get the job done. Now, the same hurdles that faced him over the past few years face him now. His sponsors, they're not the big money superstar mega checkbook corporations that we can just keep digging into the trust fund to keep funding race events. These guys are his sponsors. They had the money. They wrote the check to Gibbs, and they're kind of done. Maybe they can do it again next year, but there isn't that kind of funding to do a full-time sponsorship deal. They have to put some money together. Everybody says, hey, coach, Gibbs, put Preece in for a full season. I know Coach would love to have Preece in for a full season. So would a lot of people. Someone's got to pay for it. We've got that same hurdle we've got to cross. Now, hopefully, his performance, Preece's performance in these two races, opens the eyes of some of these sponsors and puts a good short tracker in top flight equipment. Preece's win, he was a representative of so many weekly warriors around the country that race Friday and Saturday nights, may or may not ever get a shot at the big time. Preece was the representative. A lot of people were rooting for Ryan. He made them proud. A second at New Hampshire, he goes and he wins at Iowa. Preece comes from pretty good stock, too. His grandfather is the famed Bobby Judkins. A lot of our guys on the Tuesday Goat Rodeo, the Racing Through History show, will know the name as well as the modified fans in our audience. Judkins fielded the 2X, that red number 2X for modified racing for years. That was a staple on the modified tour, like the Evans 61, the Bowler 3, Dick Armstrong's number 1. There's some iconic cars in Northeast modified racing. Bobby Judkins 2X is one of those. Priest's grandfather, Priest just carrying down the family tradition, and we're all crossing our fingers that he can get something together for 2018 and NASCAR's National Series. NBC has got me pounding my head against the wall again for the second straight Sunday. They put their own network versus their own network. Mid-afternoon, Sunday afternoon, we've got the IndyCar race on CNBC. We've got the NASCAR Cup race from Pocono on CNBC. Pocono versus Mid-Ohio, it's the same network, owns both. We've done this for 2 weeks in a row. You've got IndyCar racing and one network facing and fighting the other network, and the same company owns both, NASCAR versus IndyCar. There would have been somehow, some way to stagger these races for the television partners. I know they have a say in how all this goes down. That's why we've got these 3 p.m. green flags with the NASCAR Cup Series that popular to some, unpopular to others. A lot of debate going on with that. Gosh, we could go on and on about that. Brickyard 400 ratings are in. They're the highest in many years. NASCAR, don't jump up and down and say you're awesome, because that was clearly due to the rain delay. We've got a network, you know, prime network, not a cable network, on NBC, push the Indianapolis broadcast into the 8 to 9 hour on a Sunday evening. Of course, your ratings were through the roof. There was so many people that tuned in or DVR'd Megyn Kelly's special, only to have that be pushed to 9 o'clock, and they didn't understand what a car race even was. But you had a lot of that crowd in there, so of course the numbers were through the roof. Don't kid yourself to your format. You still got a lot of work to do. Some open-wheel IndyCar news I want to take a look at. Esteban Gutierrez had a questionable restart late in the IndyCar race in Mid-Ohio on Sunday. Joseph Newgarden was leading Gutierrez in second. Then you had Will Power and Graham Rahal in second and third. Gutierrez not on the lead lap, but he provided a nice pick in blocking for Power and Rahal while Newgarden got away. Would Power or Rahal have challenged Newgarden? We'll never know, but it would have been nice if he was slid over and got them out of the way. But I admire Gutierrez for trying to get back on the lead lap and having a racer mentality. Everybody had their own opinions on this and some finger pointing as to who should have gone where, who should have gotten out of what's way, and, you know, we had some good fighting, you know, finger-pointing as well at Formula One. Max Verstappen versus Daniel Ricciardo. Got to love it when teammates are fighting like that and pointing fingers at each other. They kind of crashed each other out of that one, or Verstappen took out Ricciardo. So the Red Bull guys are, you know, not too happy with each other. That's good stuff. Nico Hülkenberg not too happy with Kevin Magnussen. But Magnussen ran Nico Hülkenberg wide into the marbles, because Hülkenberg took out his teammate Romain Grosjean. That is a little Kannapolis, North Carolina influence, if you ask me. You took out my teammate, well, I'm going to throw you the fender here. These cars don't have fender, but when your team is housed here in NASCAR country in Kannapolis, yeah, I kind of dig that. That's cool stuff. I wonder if Gene Haas had any reflection or, you know, any influence on that. You know, I can hear him on the radio. You know, get him. We'll see what. I like it. They're in the summer break right now. As this stuff heats up, we've got 3 weeks off before F1 picks up at the end of August. And in the Hungary race yesterday, I was so happy to see Ferrari's strength. I was afraid this season would just be another Mercedes walk away. If anyone was going to give Mercedes a challenge, I thought it was going to be Red Bull. Not so much. Ferrari, I thought they were a little bit done. No, they're flexing their muscle, and they're ready to go. McLaren is not last in the constructor standings anymore. Fernando Alonso earned some more points to lift them out of the basement. I'm still wondering what he's going to do for 2018. I saw him at Indy. He was a real happy guy for being competitive again for the win. I know he's not happy riding around there for fifth, but his sixth place, I think he was in Hungary, is best of the year, and he's thrilled with that. I know I've been told, you know, Alonso is going to be real hard for him to leave Formula One. I know it. I get that. But in the back of my head, I'm still not convinced he's staying either. A little gratuitous plug time, Speedway Report. We've got some good stickers here for the crew. Black and white right here. They stick right on. And fridge magnets. I know you got some beer out in the fridge, in the garage. You need a Speedway Report magnet for that. Send me your address here on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, what have you, Racers Reunion, any way you want, through social media, and no problem. We'll hook you guys right up. Easy stuff. Postage is on us, so are the stickers, and we will take care of you. In between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Speedway Report TVs are now posted on the site on the top ribbon. You just click on the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show and archived programs. We also have columns posted from Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and me. Just head on over to SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family Tuesday night at 7 Eastern Time on Racing Through History. Don't forget Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern right here on Racers Reunion. Big thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat rooms for tuning in. It's great to be part of your family. I encourage you in the midsummer, go see a race at a track near you. You know, our grassroots track, the weekend stuff on the oval, the drag strip, the road courses, they're the foundation of all of motorsports. Don't leave them out. Head to a short track or grassroots track near you. And I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Don't go anywhere, because BPJB and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. And please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and you can follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next Monday with news from Watkins Glen, Washington's NHRA Northwest Nationals, Stafford Modifieds, and plenty of short track results. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody.